joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-1 defeat at Bognor. Alan, we've seen a few poor referees this season, but have you known as many decisions to get wrong in one game?
It was incredible. I'm not knocking our team's performance. There's a lot of players I would like to come knocking on my door, because we put the door open a little bit today with Thompson being injured and a few little knocks, but I don't think we played very well, especially midfield. I don't think we battled well at all in there, really, and what did we offer up front without Carl starting, you know. I think Bobby scored, but some of them decisions were scandalous. For example, Carl Dennis getting brought down and getting booked, like Bobby Turner's penalty. What is that about? A great save by Tufts, and getting it retaken again, you know. So what's the game come to? That's what happens. I don't know what the game's come to. I really don't. And he laughed, you see him on the way out, he was laughing about it, and you know, that's the way we do. But he's the worst I've ever seen him and officials.
The two penalties we should have got him, in my view, the Stonewall penalties. If he books Carl Wilson-Dennis, he's got to book Bobby Traynor, hasn't he? Exactly the same thing.
He never had a clue. I thought the game was too much for him. He's probably a young lad and learning the game. I went in there at the end of the game and had a nice chat and just said, listen, you know, and he just says he thought we were absolutely fine and all that, you know, and everybody was fine, the linesmen were great and all of us did so. But he shouldn't be refereeing at this level. That's what he shouldn't be doing. He might say I shouldn't be managing at that level. That's fine. But I don't mind bad decisions, because I make bad decisions, but when it looks as if like, you're blatantly doing it on purpose and you're blatantly, you know, for example, Carl getting brought down, everybody in the ground can see it, and he gives Bobby Traynor's penalty, everybody in the ground can see it, nobody complaining about Thompson's saves, but the linesman's pretty slag up and all that, you know, and you look at it like that and you think, hold on a minute, are we here, is it done on purpose and all that, you know, and stuff like that, or is it not, like, you know, so that's the way it would look like, you know.
What was Rob Telford's view on the retaking penalty? Has he said I was off my line, or does he disagree
what can you say, like, you know, that's a thing, what can you say, maybe I'll say a managing team, we have done well today, and like I said, our lads without Adam Thompson in the back and Moore trying to pass the ball midfield, we couldn't pass Tuffy in there today, and we didn't look very good defensively. That third goal, that's Ali getting past. And it's one of them where, you know, the ball comes over from the first goal was a nothing ball and it would give a penalty, obviously. The second goal was a free header. How many times would give them away? And the third goal, I could have scored that. He just ran through, got botched at the ball, flinging weak as
was
he
was. Was it a foul on Max as he went
through? I didn't think it was a foul. And he's tapping the back of the net. So, yes, we've got to look at things defensively again. But then again, fair play to the lads, we'll bounce back. How many times I've seen here, we'll always do so, we'll bounce back Wednesday night, I've got no doubt about that. But yes, it's getting beat to one thing, getting cheated out again. It looked as though we did. We didn't deserve to lose it there. We weren't good enough to win it, but didn't deserve to lose. And we've had a kick in the knackers, really.
There's a nasty tackle on Christian Jolly at the end of the first half. It looks two-footed from where I was. Should that be a red card?
I don't know. I was on the far side of the pitch, and plus tacklings went out again. Every now and again, I don't think a lad probably meant to do it. But Jolly's got a nasty thing on the shin. Could be out for a little while. Or a game or so. He's quite a tough lad, Jolly, the one up here. And again, you know, what a referee does, and how, you know, I think he added a minute time at the end, or 2 minutes, and look how many stoppages were hard for the lad. He just lost the plot, he actually lost the game completely, and I think he's just glad to get to him, and I'm glad I hope I had him at the same again, to be honest. That's where I look at it.
For Bognor's part, were you disappointed in their gamesmanship? They were time wasting from the start of the second half.
They're a good management team of two young lads. Hamzy knows one of them, Jamie from the Curtin Badgers, and fair play to them. Like I say, the only thing I'll turn back the clock back against here, okay, we've had a bad day at the office, but is any players going to do something like, you know, like even some of them need rested and all that, you know, it shows like they're so fun men, like, you know. I thought the quality was very poor today, very poor quality in midfield. Three in there, didn't think done nothing to be out the back three, blinking neck, man. Are we going to concede any more goals and all that, you know? Hooker loses, run off our first goal and all that and stuff like that. And up front, you know, without calling Bobby playing as a partnership, what did we offer up front? Not a lot, to be honest. So it's one of them where, you know, I think anybody knows what we're trying to do. We're trying to plan and get our strongest team how it was on Saturday, if that's our strong, which has proved to be our strongest team at the minute. You know, back round to go. So we'll let get Wednesday out of the way and crack on from there. Dorf had won today, so we'll have to win against us to win the championship. So it should be a good game to play in, like, you know. But we need players playing games like this, like, you know.
Is there any consolation that Sutton have got beat 4-1 at home this afternoon? We're as we were this morning, but Sutton have got one less game now.
We've got enough points to be in the playoffs anyway. It's not really a problem in the playoffs, but it's. What I wanted a reaction a little bit was, is anybody going to actually cement their place in the team for this great occasion about not getting the playoffs but trying to win them? I've seen things out there when I'm thinking, hold on a minute, you're going through a lack of form here, and that's a bit of a concern. But they have been excellent. The lads have been great, they have. And I'm sure we'll bounce back, whatever team we put out on Wednesday, which again, we've got to bounce back, simple as that.
And how important is Wednesday's game now, after the defeat today, to try and cement second place and home advantage?
But we've got to do that, like, that's the biggest thing now, is no need, there's no good trying to pretend anything different. We've got to bounce back, it's simple as that, against Walton Abbey again. We've been beating top sides and lost against, you know, the ones at the bottom, but if at the Bognor, they fought very hard, and I thought at times they were better than us, and at times we, but at the same time, the crucial thing of top saving that penalty in the stairs 1-0, we win the game. I got no doubt about it. How you're going to be official like that, that's ridiculous.